Thank you so much, Audrey. Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. I apologize for being a little delayed today.
Not at all, Mr. Mayor. Don't worry about it. So the first question I'm going to ask you as we start off with always is Brockton Hospital.
Yeah, I mean, it's still status quo. Really no change from the last update last week. I mean, they are working diligently over there. I go over a couple times a week just to kind of nose around and see how the progress is being made. I've been speaking once a week now with Bob Haffey, the CEO, and his team. I had the honor to go over there a couple weeks ago. They did a thank you into some of a picnic for all the employees over there and barbecue, and I was able to talk to some of the employees. So, again, the goal is to get it up as back on track as quick as possible, but, it is going to take a little more time, unfortunately.
Now, I also wanted to bring up this weekend because we're coming up on Labor Day. So, first of all, anything you need people to know as we enter this three-day weekend?
No, I mean, just enjoy the last days of summer. And, again, I hope everybody gets out there. The weather's supposed to look really, really great. I'm going to spend some time definitely with my own family, my wife and my three kids. And, we have, unfortunately, come to the end of the Manning Pool. The summer swimming hole up at Brockton High School has been closed for the summer. And school starts here in the city of Champion, city of Brockton, next Wednesday. So it's kind of the end, but the best is yet to come with the fall.
And I did want to ask you, so summertime activities basically have come to a wrap in the city of Brockton, it appears.
They have. This week concluded all of the summer programs. The Mayor's After Dark program had a wonderful event. The drama, the kids that were doing drama in the summer put on a wonderful production yesterday. So, again, I just want to thank all the boys and girls, our youth, the next generation that took advantage of it. It was wonderful. The people that volunteered the time and the paid employees, it was really great to have outdoor and extracurricular enrichment opportunities. But, we'll continue to move forward, and we'll do it again next summer.
Now, of course, I'm going to bring up the S word that you said your kids don't like to hear, but nonetheless, we have to address it. School is starting.
Yes, yes. So our wonderful teachers and staff in Brockton Public Schools will go back next Tuesday. And then next Wednesday, which is the 6th of September, is the first official day in the city of Brockton for Brockton Public Schools. And, it's always going to be a little bit of a trial tribulation when we have the buses. And but, again, I'm going to be optimistic that everything's going to move forward smoothly and the kids are going to have a wonderful academic year.
Now, I wanted to ask you about something that was a little sadder. Of course, there was recently a candlelight vigil at Massasoit.
Yeah, and I want to thank the Massasoit staff and President DePasquale over there. They do it on an annual event. I unfortunately wasn't able to attend it this year, but my staff did, Jasmine Bradshaw, my director of social services. And, my heart aches for anybody that has lost a loved one to addiction. And it really is a tsunami in terms of opioid addiction and loss of life here in Plymouth County and here in the city of Brockton. So I want to thank Massasoit and those that have lost a loved one. My hearts and prayers go out to you all.
Now, we had talked about Brockton Hospital, but there's also work on another project, the Public Safety Building.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. About half of the existing old Brockton High School is down. The construction demolition has been amazing. We've actually been taking photos of it to kind of keep it for historic measures. But, everything's moving forward a lot quickly than we thought. We will have two-way traffic again on Warren Ave. From Spring Street all the way to Belmont Street. So there's a lot going on, and again, we'll be cutting the ribbon, and all of the four departments will be reporting to that new building in 2 years' time, so summer of 25.
Now, I wanted to also ask you, the city recently got some new electric vehicle chargers?
Yeah, we were fortunate to get some federal grants relative to EV charging stations here in the city of Brockton. I want to thank the federal delegation. And, we are going to be using those grant funds. EV charging stations will be at the new public safety building that we just talked about. And we already have some EV charging stations at the municipal parking garages, both the Bill Carpenter, Mayor Carpenter parking garage, and also the Adams garage. So, it is the wave of the future, and so we are looking for every dollar we can get in terms of grant funding to help subsidize us here in the city of Brockton.
And also something I did want to bring up, too, there's recently been an announcement that there's going to be changes in terms of what the city's collecting for recycling.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a snafu here relative to people contaminating their recycling and mixing in, regular rubbish with what is recyclable. So we're working with Republic, which is our trash provider here in the city of Brockton. We're also educating and informing the general public You know, there is a recycling barrel that goes out, and there's a regular rubbish barrel that goes out. And if they cross-contaminate them, it becomes an issue when the recycling gets to the location that it needs to be sorted. So, again, it's not a perfect science, but we are working diligently to try to correct this.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
You as well, Dan. Thank you. Be well.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.